have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
The Beyond Defense family is a talented group of artists from all genres of music. From hip-hop to inspirational neo-soul, Beyond Defense was founded by artist and CEO David Benton, who had a simple vision to encourage people to truly go beyond their own fences. Since inception, the artists on the label have built a reputation for building communities and award-winning hits. Book Beyond Defense for your next gathering at www.beyonddefense.org. Beyond Defense, your one-stop shop to everything entertainment. BDF, take two. The Beyond Defense family is a talented group of artists.
Beyond Defense.
Beyond Defense.
Beyond Defense.
Beyond Defense.
DB Jones.
Yes, sir. I got you.
True two.
You know I got you.
The Jewels.
Broski, you know I had to fly in on this one.
G Will.
You see coming like this, this one.
The bigger they are, the harder they fall. My problems, God slaughtered them all, the harder I fall. Fighting like a scary cat, with a back against the wall. Slip, but I didn't fall, I adapted to the fall. Ignorance, I've been through it. That's why I don't want you to do it. I want to influence, it's already proven. You can be fan of a Judas, come at the land of the ruin. Who are we fooling? What are we proving? What are we doing? What are we building? What are we giving to some of our children? Built a team, not just the industry theme. We do more than this rapper thing. Beyond Defense is a family tree with the queen. We do this to worship with the king. And we protect the women by any means. And our children own everything.
When it comes to the years, I want my own fight. No life, thinking everything is alright. Turn around and see my father in the light. Back in 03, that changed my whole life.
Deceiving, one father, one mother believing. Don't follow the life I'm weeping. They say things happen for a reason. I'm believing, we're fleeing. Still offer to life, I'm bleeding. I'm in the full vision, thinking. Trust is my life, you need it. Make friends, I'm a dog, can't see it. In the back to the past, I leave it. I'm a man's of mind, I'm pleased with Christ. Rest of Christ, may need it. In a bird, I'm a shot, and I heat it. Said I'm a loser, I say that I mean it. I'm in the pen, I'm a left with a Tito. That's right, I'm out with Lord, still receiving. But Colorado, I'm still receiving. But never stops, and I know I keep preaching once, last twice. I never will be this blue with the floor, I won't be defeated.
Swag so magnificent, due to the omnipotent. Yes, you know it's heaven sent. Call me George Jefferson. I'm walking in your glory if I keep my eyes focusing. Never turn away from the one who first loved me, man. I go by Chief Will, I'm in the building, man. Good looking on the handoff, the game just advanced. My focus so clearly beyond 2020. Thanks to BDF, there's a new addition to the family.
What I got in my music, principal purpose, I'm much of the use it. Prison to prove it, no way that I'm losing. Something my dudes supposed to delusion. The BDF revolution. Wake up, ain't no more illusion. Constitute a union, we appreciate your contribution. Awaken a sneak of time, define our banners. Conduct with metal, touch
it, everything they do is in-house.
Bring it together for the better men. Bring it together, be better men. All of the people in children. Just raid on school veterans. Take over the nation, Taliban. Hold up the world with one hand. Shoot through the vision, it's intense. Looking at what the beyond
is. We are beyond. We are beyond nothing. We are beyond.
Well, this morning I seen I've been drafted. Armors been fitted and heavily crafted. Run to the battle through power, I'm blast. I do this for real, pretend it's a strategy. Do this a classic. Read the back of the book, there's a test and I easily pass it. All the sacrifice of training, the blood and the tears while I laugh it. Yeah, I'm a cat. I wanna speed it up. The label say slow it down. I skip my medication, tripolar's traveling the speed of sound. I'm lost and now I'm found. Love you on the way up and they hate you on the way down. And it's never about the setting, it's the jewels that's in your crown. Shut.
We are beyond. We are beyond the fence.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Beyond the Radio.
Welcome to Beyond the Radio. And you better be smiling.
Beyond the fence is in the building.
Out of
Right here on Beyond the Radio. Shout out to the Elation family. We love you, we love you, we love you. Thank you for tuning in with us, your family. That's right. We ready for a wonderful show tonight. It's time to get it in. That's right. So, with that being said, can I get a drum roll? You know, Toshé Samuels, are you in the building?
Samuels is in the building, and I'm smiling. Hey, hey Coach David, how are you? Thank you. You two times. Shout out to the Elations family and the Beyond the Fence family and to the viewers. We love you guys and listeners. We love you guys and the supporters. We love you guys. What it do, Coach David?
Hey, I'm ready for a wonderful show tonight. That's right. It's time to get it in. You know how we got some good topics. And with that being said, before we start that, can I get another drum roll? The comedian, the funny, Beyonna Fitz, Tommy Two Toes, are you in the building? Tommy Two Toes is in the building, and I'm smiling. What's
yes,
going on?
Sir.
Yes, sir, Tommy Two Toes is in the building.
Man, it's been great. Look here, man. You remember when I told you I bought a crock pot and I was happy to find me a crock pot?
Yes, sir.
I think I might be Rachel Ray's uncle. Because what I'm going to tell you what I did right quick, man. I made lasagna in a crock pot. And
wow.
I hate to brag, but I think it might be award-winning. I think it might be award-winning.
But what, now, that's called creativity at its finest.
At its finest.
Yes, sir. Now, that's creative, my brother. That's very creative.
Very, very.
So, I mean, you know, talk to us, my brother. What did you do? What made you decide to try to make lasagna in a crock pot, Tommy Two Toes?
Hey, I ain't going to lie to you, man. It came to me in a vision, you know. I was just thinking about life and the pursuit of happiness, and it came to me. Because just bear with me for a minute. I'm going to talk quickly as possible because I want to get to this great topic for the evening. You know how when you look at the directions, it says frozen, but it also says unthawed. But I've never done anything or at least unthawed it. So what I did was unthaw basically a lasagna already made. Cut it up in some pieces. I ain't going to lie to you. I started with the spatula, but that was a little complicated. So I washed my hands, grabbed the lasagna out the pan, put it in the crock pot with the liner so I could be halfway clean and still be professional. Once I put the lasagna in there, I put my favorite ingredients in there. I got some mushrooms. I got some Italian type of special sausages. Diced them up. And
when you put the Italian stuff
in there,
do make you say, hey, Tony, I put the Italian in there, Tony. Do make you start
talking
like that.
Exactly. And then I put some more seasoning in there. I mean, when I mean seasoning, I'm talking about some special things. I can't tell you that part.
Okay.
But I put some more sauce, and it topped it with mozzarella cheese and turned it on low. And, man. Hey.
I mean, did you get around the whole, your whole ingredients where they can steal your style?
Nope. No, you never do that. That's why I told you them seasonings. It makes it off the chain. That's the secret. I'll never tell that part. I'll take that to the grave.
Okay.
But all I know is after I was finished, I got a text and they wanted me to be on the show or something and show it to somebody on the TV show. That's all I'm going to say about it. But I can't tell you the show yet just because I got to go through the contracts and all that stuff.
Okay.
But hey, it's great. It's delicious. Delicious and nutritious.
Yep, I got you. So, Tommy Two, so are you ready for a wonderful show tonight, my brother?
I am ready like a bowl of spaghetti. I mean, lasagna. I'm ready. I am ready.
All right, let's get it. So, tonight, I was thinking, man, and I see, you know, even me, myself, you know, have been incarcerated in a federal penitentiary for 13 years. And, you know, man, I started thinking about things like how, you know, the Bible say, people say money is the root of all evil, but I don't think people get it that the Bible actually says the love of money is the root to all evil. Well, me, and I'm going to tell you what, so men and women of God, kings and queens of the world, I got to tell you, when you think about that, the love of money is the root to all evil, the root to all evil. Now, understand, when you have a plant, if you pull the plant up by the root, it's dead. So I want to ask a question that I know you guys that's listening really can't answer to us, but we want you to answer it among yourself. Why do we give the devil so much credit when the Bible don't even say the devil is the root to all evil? Think about it. The devil, according to the Bible, is not the root to all evil. The root is where it starts. The root is the deepest part of the sea. You pull it up from the root, it is no more life. It says the love of money is the root to all evil, not the devil. Coach A, what do you think about that when you read that scripture?
I think it's a great, I think what you said, Coach David, is a great analogy and also a great resource as far as the love of reference, should I say, the love. I can go back to how many people misquote that scripture a lot in the way that they see it, and you have to remind them that it's the love of money. And so for me, I just think when you think back to what the love of money does, it's actually a song. For the love of money, people will steal from their mothers. For
come on,
love
now.
Of money. So,
hey,
the
now,
love of
that,
money
they won't
will...
even consider that a gospel song. It's a gate. Listen, start now. We going to that song going to we turn into a gospel song. It's gospel. Starting now, that's a gospel song. They quoted it straight from the Bible.
So the love of money will cause us, one, and I love that you said the root. I have really, over the last couple of years, been focused on the root of a thing. And, like, again, just a great reference point. But the root of it is lack. When you lack anything, especially money, unfortunately, the world makes us feel like money is everything. I mean, of course, you can't go to a store without having money and purchasing something. You can't go to a car lot without money and purchase something. But I think what happens, like you said, the root of it is what's going through your mind at the time or what's going through your life at the time that's causing you to feel that the money is going to, I guess I would say, be your safe haven. And so I feel like, you know, a lot of people don't understand the difference between you work every day, you're going to get a paycheck, you do what you got to do, you pay your bills, you know what I mean? You do what you got to do to keep food in the kitchen. The common day person is not thinking to kill, steal, rob, and destroy just for the love of money. And so I'll say more about it, Coach David, on the second half, but just wanted to kind of reference point that. I love that you talked about the root of it and where it comes from. It can be a number of things. I'm going to say lack, you know, dysfunction. Some people come from a very impoverished mindset, and so what they know is we need the money in order for us to do the things that we need to do. So how we get it, we're not going to work for it. We're not going to be the common citizen. We would rather do it the way that we do it in order for us to get it. So that's my feedback. Coach or Tommy Two Toes?
I want to let the record show before I answer the question that I have no money, so therefore there is no evil in my roots. Hey, I'm just keeping it real, bro, you know, because Lelways has never caused me to want to do evil. You know what I'm talking about? But basically, cause, you know, you were talking about giving the devil credit. You know, I noticed that nobody points the finger at themselves. So it's easy to always find a scapegoat. You know what I mean? So I'm not going to talk bad about me, but I'd rather talk bad about you, or you know what I mean? So, but I'm not really, you know, a part of this conversation because, like I said, I don't have any money, so I have no roots, evil roots, you know what I mean? So I'm just keeping it real, man. Let's keep it real Sunday.
Yeah. Oh, man. And if you really, people really, 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 really think about it, how money does us. One thing about poverty, and we look at TV, and we see people that's rich and famous, and when you don't have that, you dream of it, and you want it. Right? And then, you know, you see people with the nice houses and nice cars, and they just seem always dressed nice all the time. You know, they can afford stylists and chefs in their homes and butlers and maids. They show all of this on TV. And it is, you know, to be honest, it's all a setup. You know, it's very political. It's the way the programmers. That's why they build these private prisons, you know, and they put us in there because they got to make money. Think about it. If none of us did anything, they would put them out of business, right? So they put this in front of us. So the love of money, like the song says, it'll make you steal, kill, and destroy, right? If you really think about how this has to do with the love of money, the power behind the money. I done had so many people, man, that I be, you might say something about the integrity of a person and say, that's okay. They got that money, though. That's all they'll say. And we don't understand that what money will do, people sell drugs. Why? To make money. People rob you, right? For the money or the possessions that has high value that came from money. Women will sell their bodies for the money. They'll be on a strip in a strip club. Why? To make the money. People don't care about integrity, morals, principles. Care about the laws of God. There is no love. There is no rules when it comes to making the money. Because here it is. Here's the reality. America set the rules. They broke them. before they even set them. Barry came in and broke the rules before they set the rules. That's why we own this but we in this in this country, and everybody really is not free. It was the love of money, because that money brought power, and with that power brought destruction. And look at America. We got one, we got the armed services, and black, white, Hispanic, Native, we all fight, air quotes, for our country, but yet we have no fight for one another right here in this country. We're divided. We're so divided. And guess why? Money divided us. Is that making sense, Coach Shay?
Yes, it is, Coach David. I wanted to share some things regarding just kind of the love of money as well. I noticed that when people talk about money, especially in this time frame, the world that we live in, you know, with the price of inflation and the things that we have going on, especially after post-pandemic, there's a lot of people losing jobs, a lot of people losing homes. There's a lot of more people, the count of homelessness is going up. And I have to say that there's a place here in Atlanta, Georgia, under a bridge, and I was driving past there the other day, and there's a bunch of tents, and these people are living underneath the bridge. And I was watching the community of it. You know, I hate to say it, but I was watching the community of it and how they were actually operating together. There was one person kind of set apart, maybe like inches from one another with signs. And they were just kind of like saying they were, you know, food. They're not saying they work for food, but they just like food, right? And if you're coming down that strip, you can either leave them something, you can do something for them. A lot of people go down there and take clothes and everything for to them. But I would want to say that they look like the most calmest people ever. The way that they were working with one another. I mean, they were literally going, and I was in traffic, so I could watch them going from tent to tent. One person was out there kind of just like taking a chair over to another, but they had their own community with very little next to nothing. Then I think about the neighborhoods that have, you know, the homes and the people who are living, and you said something regarding it, and it's like, people don't even speak to one another. People don't even take a time out. Unfortunately, they'll look down at the next person based off of what they have or what they don't have. Listening to a storybook, and in the storybook, the young lady's talking about how the wealth live very wickedly. And she said, you live in a world right now where you live in a world where if you don't have anything, nobody's looking. If you have everything, everybody's looking. That if you don't have, if you don't have money, if you don't have, her son is going to a high prestigious school, and she doesn't look the part. But as soon as they saw the guy that she has a child by pull up in a Bentley, they started to take note of her. And she said it's a very wicked environment. And she said they want to know you when you have everything. But they can make up a story about you as soon as life decides, as soon as something comes up, depending on the higher rank. So there's another person who they thought was of higher rank. But when the school didn't put her son out over the other son, they said she must know somebody. So now the parents started going over to her, and they said it loudly. She clearly must have something that we don't. So we want to, you know, we want to talk with her. We want to get to know her. We want to be in her circle. We want it. So it's unfortunate that the love of money will cause you to judge people. It will cause you to annihilate people. It will also cause you to misjudge people as well. Unfortunately, because people have that mindset, you'll never really get a chance to know or identify with someone that will be able to bless you, even in their very little. I'll say that. Send that back to you, Tommy Cito.
Hey, Coach David, I was following you till you mentioned plantation, man. Like, come on, it's Black History Month, man. Don't mention plantation, man. You know what I mean? And then, Coach A, I believe I know what you're talking about the community. And I'm scared of that community. The reason being because I want to participate, but I'm pretty sure they might jump me because you see the signs that say what to bring. So I was like, what if I came down and brought applications? Would that not help? Or at least I'm trying to assist them, but I'm like, I don't know, that might not turn out right. But see, what I feel like with that community, because when I watched them, I said, see, that's what everybody else needed to like look at them and use, take an example, because what it means, at least what I took from it, was that no matter what your situation is, you can find a way to adapt. Just like when Coach David, how you may speak on your past situations for 13 years, you had to adapt to that situation. So they have, you know, put their heads together and whatever resources they may have, they found a way to you know, adapt to their maybe negative situation. I mean, well, of course it is negative, but, you know, to try to so-called hopefully better themselves some type of way. So I think, like, we as a people need to look at that. And but I really did, like I said, I wanted to give the applications, but I said, no, that might get me jumped. And, you know, I can't run fast no more, so I decided not to do it. And I'm not pointing no fun at a negative individual because we all need help. But I tried my best to help, and apparently I don't think that was going to work, so I didn't do it. But it's all about adapting when you don't have, you know, maybe the resources and money that you would want. But we don't adapt, we might go to the evil, you know? So
yes, definitely. And you know what? As you say that, man, it made me think, like, I know the Bible say the love of money, and, you know, it's also like, it's not enough money for people. You know what I'm saying? It's like, when people, we might get upset, people get upset with Hispanics, you know, coming here to America, you know, because they want a better life for their children. So imagine your child barely eating. And there's a place right next door that you can go to and you can work. And that's why we, you know, people laugh at them, but that's why they work so hard, man, because they understand what poverty look like. We might laugh at them, like, yeah, it's 10 of them coming out of one car. Yeah, man, because they understand the value. They appreciate it. They're not taking it for granted. We laugh at them because there's 20 people in one house, but you know what? They understand the value of smart economics. And to be honest, me as a black man, I want us to look at ourselves and say, you know what, we really need to wake up and smell the coffee, make better decisions economically based on that, and we'll have much more. I think we're focused on the wrong things. And if we focus on the right thing and just do it the correct way and don't worry about trying to look famous, trying to be famous, it's the people who really don't have nothing that spends everything. I repeat this. It's the people who don't have much who spend the most. I never seen Warren Buffett. I never seen none of these multi-billionaires in the club trying to make it rain. Never. I've never seen them brag on Facebook and on Instagram about this certain type of car they got and brag about their house, because they understand the value of wealth. It's only poor people who want to feel rich. And if you notice, people like Kanye West and Jay-Z, the more money they got, the more poor they look. The more poor they look. Billionaires, now they look poor. Because what they thought was valuable is not valuable. And when we take on a wealthy mindset, we'll change the outcome of how we live. And I'm telling you guys, men and women of God, kings and queens of the world, your life will get better when you start thinking wealthy. And with that being said, I know it's halftime, but we're going to finish this topic when we come back from our music break. So with that being said, where the music at? 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 Where the music, DJ?
DJ, play a song all night, on and on and on.
I guess the DJ ain't playing a song tonight. Hey, what can I say? Well,
my name is Two Toes. I'm ready for the beat.
There we go.
When the music starts to play,
go.
I hope it never stops.
Hey. I guess it'll be no music break. The DJ said there's no music break. The DJ said, man, look, the topic is so good. We are so amped up. We don't need a music break.
Yeah. Let's go. Yeah. Number one in the game. What that you ain't the same? Yeah. Never locked in a cage. I got millions at this age. Yeah. To the next day. Get out of my face. Yeah. All these boys living strange. Cause they know I ain't the same. I am immortal. Sky blue. Girl, you find out I'm total. No devil on my shoulder. Super fast with his motor. I am high, they are colder. Speaking bad like a boulder. You a jit cause I'm older. I ain't mad, I'm just goaded. Kicking back with a shorty. Yeah, they on my team, they ain't yours.
Nobody wanna give. Now they talking suicide. Think they're afraid to live. Life or death, pick one. I'ma choose the life. And I want favor from God. I'ma choose the wife. And we not gonna die, we gon' transform. I'm using this world as a dance floor. Praise my God forever. That's what I'm using my hands for. Don't put your trust in the world. Because that light will dim. Put your trust in the God. Because the world can't kill him.
Number one in the game. What that you ain't the same, yeah. Never locked in a cage. I got millions at this age, yeah. To the next day, get out of my face, yeah. All these boys are strange, cause they know I ain't the same.
I am immortal.
target is the boy in you. You're not a man because you can pull the chopper. You're not a man because you can hold your vodka. A loud boy with a weak bite. You're not a nigga, you get street fight. You stir wrong, I hear the teach right. And the too many sharks don't know a real beat like. And as a man, I do what I supposed to do. You're not a leader, you do what you're told to do. You're not a gangster, cause you can smoke a few. You just prove the government owes the fool. You go dumb, go stupid, shall I say more? No house, but you riding in the gray Porsche. Say you love the streets, what you show hate for? You're on the wrong team, who do you play for? You stupid.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Beyond the Radio.
Welcome to Beyond the Radio, and you better be smiling.
Beyond the fences in the building.
That's right. Welcome back to Beyond the Radio. I'm your co-host, Coach Jay Samuels. I'm in the building with your main man and host, Coach David Benton, and the BDF comedian, Tommy Two Toes, is in the building. We want to give a quick thank you and shout out to all of our sponsors. 2024, some more are coming in the building with us, so we want to say thank you in advance to those people. But you guys know Paula G Voice, Lady Wisdom After Midnight. If you are looking for a quality voiceover, if you're looking for a voiceover for trainers, listen, today I'm going to tell you guys, I have been listening to this storybook, and I can hear Paula G Voice all over a storybook. So if you have a story or audio book that you are looking for someone to voice over, training that you're looking for someone to voice over, if you are a music director, program director, where you need a quality commercial, infomercial, look Paula G Voice up at paulagvoice.com or paula@paulagvoice.com and let her know that the Beyond the Fence family sent you. We know you guys will not be disappointed. We also have to give a great big shout out to DJ G-Will. G-Weezy is what I call him. If you're looking for a DJ in the Knoxville or surrounding area, look the Beyond the Fence DJ up and make sure you let him know again that we sent you. You can reach him at beyondthefence1@gmail.com. Look him up on Facebook at William G. Will Faulkner or follow him on the Beyond the Fence page. That's BeyondTheFence. On Facebook. If you find him there, you'll find all the Beyond the Fence artists as well. And we want to see you guys get connected. Connect with us on the Beyond the Radio Facebook page as well, where you'll see more videos and photos of everything that we're doing. Last but not least, David, can I get a drum roll?
Swing.
Yes, yes, yes. Let's Talk Business LTB Consulting Group, LLC. If you're a new business or an existing business, we want to talk business with you. Shout out to all the ladies and gentlemen who've taken advantage of our $25 consultation until the end of next week, February 23rd. If you want to learn more information about us, please go ahead and follow us on the Facebook page, Let's Talk Business Consulting Group, on Instagram, LTB Consulting Group, and on LinkedIn for all of our corporate engagements. That will be on LinkedIn at Let's Talk Business Consulting Group as well. If you have questions regarding your business or possibly consultation, reach into us by email at aboutbuildingleaders@gmail.com. Coach David, back to you.
Yes, yes. So if you're just coming in, you know, we are speaking on the love of money. And I said what I said before, you know, I think the one of the biggest problems is because we don't have enough money in our inner city. And people are really like, don't have the integrity anymore. We looking at TV and they're telling us what beautiful is. They tell us what wealth is. They tell what rich is. And I think that we need to get to a point of really like having our mind with a wealthy mindset. When you have a wealthy mindset, then you won't focus on trying to harm others or you just trying to really get by. We'll understand that it's going to take us as a unit. And I'm not saying everybody. I'm saying your family. People who's close to you, people who you can connect with. You know, if you can, if it's four or five people living in one household, and all four or five people, especially adults, right? Black people, we the type, soon you turn 18, you gotta go. I think it shouldn't be like that. You know, the mind ain't even fully developed at 18. So if a child stay in there till they're 24, 25, hey, so be it. But when they're putting in, if everybody put in their fair share, man, everybody can grow, right? And in that household, imagine four or five people in that household, and we put enough for that one person. That one person should be able to save enough where that one person can move. Then the next person can move. But then they bring others in as a family. But I think that's how we really need to it's mismanagement of money to have us really, you know, doing a lot of the dirt, shall I say. Coach A?
Yeah, I do agree 100%. You were saying about the Spanish families earlier today. I mean, with the world that we live in, even with rent being sky high, I see it actually going into that type of environment for all nationalities at this point. Helping someone a couple of months ago with establishing housing after being in a hotel for a long time, the landlord didn't ask this gentleman how what his monthly income was. He did ask mm-hmm. how many people were going to be in the home. And so a lot of decisions being made now in the world are really based around a number of people. And I think you said a while ago, Coach David, that it seems almost like the government or our politicians are gearing us back to or towards that type of living. I've seen a lot of my friends whose children have had to come home. Of course, you know, for myself, I have a young adult, not even a teenager, with two grandbabies who were living in the house. And even when looking for homes, it's very, very difficult with rent mm-hmm. being close to $2,500 for one bedroom, right? And so even in that, it's causing people to do what they need to do. Jim Carrey had a movie a long time ago where he was working with the family, and I don't know the name of the movie. I don't want to endorse it, but just for the sake of the story, Jim Carrey was working as a banker, and he actually got, and I think Alex Baldwin might have been kind of the boss or something like that there. But Jim Carrey was working as a banker, making a lot of money, and then one day he was just laid off. They didn't have any money.
Right.
So Jim Carrey and his wife, they resorted to robbing stores. They got to a point where they were stealing grass from the neighbor's lawn just because
they were so used to
living.
You made me want to look at that movie, man. I'm so serious.
Tommy Tuto said it best, you know, like you have to adjust to your situation. There's another movie that I love, Trading Places or Spaces, Trading Places, I think it is, with Dan Aykroyd and
Eddie Murphy.
And so they had to adjust. One person had a lot of money and they were living a good life, but then when they ended up getting into the Eddie Murphy situation, Dan Aykroyd turned to Eddie Murphy and adjusted to his situation, and Eddie Murphy adjusted to the lifestyle of the rich and the famous. And so it does show, Coach David, the way that we teach, even in our spiritual coaching, the world of duality, the world is really made up of duality. And so what one person didn't have in them being in one situation, they have when being put in another situation. And so I think it's a mindset. When we think about the love of money, why do we really, really, really need it? You know, when I ask somebody that, why do you really need it? Outside of your regular day's life, what turns your heart cold towards having to have the money where you're willing to rob, kill, and destroy everything around you? Tommy Two Toes?
Yes. Hey, this is a great topic tonight. You know, y'all talking about trading places, but I'm going to go watch New Jack City just so I can hear the song play all the whole show or the movie, you know. But at the same time, what I believe is, just to be honest, I feel that we, you know, as human beings, a lot of times are stuck on the fact of having things. Oh, I want this, I want that. So, you know, it's that materialistic love also that causes the lack of money to be a problem, because I can't get this, so I'm going to find a different way to get it, by taking it or, like you said, stealing something to sell it to get some money to go buy stuff that you don't even need.
Yes. And it's true.
I could say.
Go ahead.
I could say even the pandemic is one of the examples that I could use when they were giving out those PPE loans. And those mm-hmm. loans were for people who actually had businesses and who were suffering in the pandemic, who no longer could work, having to be home now, having to pay their bills. And people found a way to manipulate the system to get these loans. And so here, the people who needed those loans suffered much because of it. So there's a system out there that regardless of what you put out there, if you put a new cell phone out there, some people are going to figure out how to scam it. It's tax season. You already see emails going out. Be mindful of IRS scams. So the love of money causes people. I was watching a movie a couple of weeks ago regarding seniors being ripped off by people. But the love of money will cause you to, you know, that's something that is rooted in the heart, but it's, you know, it causes you to do the things that you do, not really caring about. And that's what we're talking about tonight, that type of love of money that causes you, Coach David, I mean, you can attest to that, I guess, but the goal is for us to be mindful. For me, the goal for me is for the listeners to be mindful of that rooted, that deeply, deeply rooted thing that's in your heart that causes you to want to get the money, how you get the money, who you hurt to get the money, how you live your life to get the money, which identifies you as a person who loves money. Everybody likes money. Everybody wants money. But there's a love of money that causes you to just destroy others and how you get it done. That's the type of heart that we want you guys to see tonight, because a lot of people have been hurt by those. Like I said, the pandemic might have been one of those topics for us tonight when it comes down to the love of it. A lot of people needed it at a time that was very vulnerable, and because others loved it enough, they were willing to scam the system just to ensure that others did not get it. Coach David.
Yes, that's true. I know a few people who did it, and, you know, they got the money, you know, and didn't even invest it properly, you know. It's sad but true. And what I want everyone to understand is we're sitting up here talking about money, the love of money, and we still blame the devil for our problems. I don't want y'all to miss that, men and women of God, kings and queens of the world. Remember, the root of all evil is the love of money, not the devil. So while we sitting up here, the devil this, the devil that, the devil this, the devil comes still, the devil, that's all I hear is the devil. I'm going to tell you who's responsible for loving money. Every last one of us who love the money. This is called accountability. Let's don't do like Adam and Eve did in the Garden of Eden. God said to the man, "Hey, Adam, why you eat of the fruit?" He said, "God, man, it was the woman that you gave me. She ate of the fruit and gave me some of the fruit." He didn't hold himself accountable. He blamed the woman. He went to the woman. "Woman, why did you eat of the fruit?" "It was the serpent. He tricked me." She didn't hold herself accountable. Adam blamed God. Eve blamed the serpent. See? That means we do as humans, some of us blame God, some of us blame the devil. We do this. The love of money, we are responsible for mismanagement of money, and then we'll mistreat the world and the world and the people that's in it just to get it. Now, don't get me wrong. We don't want you to be ignorant. We don't want you to be misinformed. We don't want to be hypocritical in this conversation. Listen, we need money because money is a vehicle to get you certain places in life. It can get you comfortable. We all want to live a comfortable life. But if we educate ourselves, be around more positive people, stay in your godly mindset, your Christ, when you in your Christ mindset, then you're going to make better decisions. You're going to use that wisdom. And wisdom is nothing but knowledge, making good decisions based on knowledge. When you learn how to manage your finances, you'll start increasing what you currently have. And you won't start spending things that's frivolous that really don't mean anything. The inner city spends trillions of dollars a year. And I'm going to be honest, the black community. What if we put them trillions to one another? How much more would we have? And this is statistics. Y'all can Google it. You can do whatever. It doesn't matter. It ain't going to stop facts. We pray every day, say we blessed and highly favored, but we mismanage our money and we are broke and we do some little scams and trying to get it. Listen, we all do it. I don't care if you're trying to do some little things on your taxes. It can be the smallest to the largest. We all have done it, and we all do it. I'm the first one to tell myself I got to do better every day. I strive to do better every day because I know I have those imperfections in life. So I do think that collectively, with maturity and spirit, that we all can really grow and put yourself in a circle that's going to grow with you. That's where, like, where two or three are gathered, he is there in the midst. Let me tell you why. Because when we're all thinking alike, we might not agree on everything, but when we're thinking alike, we have the same direction with the same mindset, we're going to get there. I want to encourage everybody tonight to get there with integrity and love. That's my closing. Coach.
Yes, sir. I'm going to read out of Ecclesiastes 5 and 10, where it says, whoever loves money never has enough, and whoever loves wealth is never satisfied with their income. And so I tagged that on to what you were saying, the love of money, Coach David, that if you ever notice, there's even scriptures that talk about have money falls out of your pocket, like you have holes in your pocket. It tags again what Coach David is saying about the love of it. You can love it and not have what you need to sustain or even to become what we would call wealthy, healthy wealthy, not just wealthy to the point where you're not doing anything with it. We just told you a lot of people got PPE loans, $50,000 and more, and they don't have anything to show for it. We told you guys stories about a man who won the lottery, and all he could think about was going to get a double wide. So again, it goes back to the mentality where you have to be able to not only love the money, but the money is a resource for us to live well. And so when we can start identifying effective ways for us to begin to invest our funds, we have opportunities for you guys. If you're looking for opportunities, I want to invest my funds properly. We don't just get on here and talk about it. We live it every single day. Coach David and I are on a call at least once a week regarding investments and how to put our money into different investment opportunities to grow it, so that we can not only build wealth today, but with what wealth looks like tomorrow. So there's so many opportunities there. That's what Let's Talk Business and Beyond the Fence is all about. So, Coach David, I agree with you, and Ecclesiastes 5:10 is where I'm going to reference again. Whoever loves money never has enough, and whoever loves wealth. And it didn't say has money never has enough. It says whoever loves money never has enough. Whoever loves wealth is never satisfied because you're trying to attain something. Again, like Coach David said in the beginning, you're trying to attain what you see. So we encourage you guys to live on that. We know that we need it, but let's start checking our heart in the root of why we love it so much and how we get to that. Tommy Two Toes, I do apologize for taking a bit over, but I'm going to hand it over to you.
Oh, you're fine. You're fine. I just want to let everybody know, the great listeners, kings and queens out there, if you are not happy with your financial situation, do something about it. Get another job, two jobs, I mean. Have a fish fry, a rummage sale. If all else fails, scratch offs.
That's right.
No, don't get the scratch offs. Edit that part. Don't get the scratch offs. But seriously. Do something about it, because I dislike when someone complains about something but don't do anything about it. You gotta go get some more money. Then if you don't have the level of the amount that you want or so called need or think you need, do something about it positively though. Let's put that in there, positively.
Yes, yes. And again, like Coach Say said. Y'all, you guys look us up as BeyondTheFenceEnt. That's Beyond the Fence Enterprise. Shout out to all the Beyond the Fence artists. It's Miss Alma E. Neely, G. Will, The Jewel, myself, Coach Shay, with Shay Samuels, Tommy Two Toes, Blockstar, Primo the Don. Man, I didn't miss anyone, did I? It's Dominica. I didn't miss anyone, did I, guys?
Your namesake or his namesake? You know, did you say your son?
DB Jr. And DB Jr. But we love you guys. Y'all tune in with us next week right here at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We love you. We love you. We love you. Until then, where the music at? Where the music at?
Where the music at?
Where
the music at?
Where the music at?
Girl, you are so
beautiful.